This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, last name Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N. Her date of birth is June 28, 1995. Patient seen for Dr. Lang. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Lang, thank you for this referral. This patient is a resident of Denton State Supported Living Center. She is sent here for persistent leukocytosis. New paragraph. Symptoms. Patient does not communicate. New paragraph. Past medical history. Intellectual disability. Profound. Secondary to perinatal anoxia and microcephaly and mild to moderate hydrocephalus. She also has spastic quadriplegia. She has history of seizure disorder. She is on medications for that. She also has multiple other medical problems, including bilateral cataract, extropia, E-S-O-T-R-O-P-I-A, and bilateral coxa valga, V-A-L-G-A. New paragraph. Physical exam, this is a very pleasant female, microcephalic, eyes ENT unremarkable, except that patient keeps moving her face and hand constantly. Lymph node negative in the neck, JVP flat, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen there is feeding, G-tube, extremity short, spastic quadriplegia and muscle wasting. New paragraph. Her lab on May 5, 2021, WBC was 14.7, hemoglobin was 15.7, creat was 47.6, platelet 263, and absolute neutrophil count was high too. Since then, her count has been high on several occasions. However, her last CBC showed WBC of 6.9, hemoglobin 14.1, hematocrit 44.5, platelet 348. Differential was within normal limits. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, leukocytosis persistent, now improved. Diagnosis 2, microcephaly and intellectual disability. New paragraph. Recommendations. At this point, no further evaluation may be needed. However, a close eye on the WBC count may be required. I would like to see her in 2 months with a CBC. I'm sorry, I don't have any idea as to why her WBC was persistently elevated. Despite the cultures, there was no infection found. Sometimes steroid use, even for as a nasal spray or hydrocortisone cream applied to the skin, may cause leukocytosis, and that is because of marginalizing effect of the steroid, but that is usually benign. New paragraph. Thank you. This is consultation on Stephanie Newton. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Nolan Lang and Denton State Supported Living Center. Thank you.